How you doing, Joe?
I'm well. How are you?
Beautiful morning.
Gosh, it really is. Welcome to June. Meteorological summer now.
That's right.
If it would stay like this.
Meteorological. So what does June 21st mean?
That is astronomical summer.
Oh, okay. All right. All right.
So these are things I've learned over the years.
Yeah, boy. Bundle of useless information.
That's me. Absolutely. How is the city going with the pandemic so far?
You know, I think overall things are going well. We have a great team. People work very hard. This has been obviously uncharted territory, unprecedented times. You know, people in the community responded so well. But I think everyone's had it.
Yeah.
I think, you know, everyone. I think to some degree, some of the protests going around the country and all, some of that is I think driven by everyone's been locked up for so long and quarantined, and not to take away from the message at all. I'm just people are antsy. I think they've had it for the most part. They want to get back to some kind of normalcy, you know. So it's I think people are ready.
Yeah. Well, we're in the first phase now.
That's
and,
right.
The numbers are holding, thankfully. So it looks like we can progress to the next phase. We'll hear from the governor, I know, on Friday about that. But what about in the city?
Yeah, actually, we're, you know, obviously we pay close attention to what the governor has to say, what the state is telling us, what we need to do. And so, you know, we're following the phasing. We've all our departments have kind of prepared for public coming back into the buildings. We've made changes at counters and putting more glass in and separation glass between customers and, you know, assessor's office, treasurer's office, DPW, a number of the public buildings. So we're planning on a week from yesterday, so June 8th, we'll be opened up back to regular business. We are asking people to follow the guidelines and respect the distancing and so forth, and, you know, we'll be kind of encouraging that. I do think and have a sense that maybe people that otherwise would have been delivering their stuff directly to the hall have been mailing it, and maybe they're getting it into a habit, so maybe there's less foot traffic in general.
Mm.
People paying their bills. But, you know, there's legitimate business that needs to happen at the hall, and I know that when people have needed things, we've accommodated that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for example, someone's getting married, the clerk's office handles that,
right.
The paperwork and all, and they get that taken care of. So, you know, I'm looking forward to getting back to, you know, back to regular order business. City Hall is not, as you know, hasn't shut down working.
Right.
Everybody's been working very hard. We're still doing a lot of things through the internet and phone calls and meeting a lot of needs of the residents. So I think, you know, as you know, we've fully manned in police, fire, DPW, parks. That's been going on for several weeks now. And we've been doing, as far as the offices go, some of those folks that can do things from their home computer have been doing that.
Yep.
But we expect to be back to full complement in the coming weeks, with the exception of... We are making accommodations, people that could work from home that perhaps are at the age slash have some conditions that would be more concerning for their health. So we'll continue to work through those types of issues on an individual basis.
Yeah.
But overall, be back to business.
Will there have to be a kind of a limited capacity like we've seen at the grocery stores and such?
Well, we're going to put markings down, and we'll have you know, security and police here to kind of direct people, and
yeah.
You know, you just, I think people are finally getting it. It's becoming a little bit ingrained now, so you know, you see that naturally happening now. I know we've talked about it before. It's you know, I think there's some people that will never take the mask off, you know, going forward. So yeah, you know, it does. I do laugh when I'm out walking at night and seeing people drive by, as I said before, by themselves in the car with a mask on.
Yeah.
I just laugh, you know. So you know, it goes in cycles and goes in different extremes. But you know, I think people were generally afraid, legitimately so, and reacting to that. So hopefully, you know, the summer will continue to watch the numbers go way down and.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps get eradicated. I know there's concern about if we move too quickly, will it come back, et cetera, et cetera. But,
right.
You know, what are we going to do, shut down every time there's a few cases? I mean, you know, there's got to be a practical side. There's got to be a balance to all this. And I get concerned about the school kids, for example.
Right. Has anything been decided about graduations?
Yeah, we're looking at we're trying to pin the dates down, but we're looking at mid to late July.
Okay.
because I believe the state doesn't allow anything until after July 19th.
Right.
So we are pinning that down. In fact, we meet school committee tomorrow night. We'll probably vote on those dates.
Okay.
Tomorrow night. The superintendents, we've been working with Commission Natural Resources at the Park Department and their teams, laying everything out and coming up with a real solid plan. So we have a nice big stadium, and it allows us to put something together. So, you know, as we've talked about it, it's graduation is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people, you know, I think enjoy the night more than others. There's some kids that can't wait to get out of school and just want to grab that diploma and run.
Right.
But there's others that have had a great high school experience, and the graduation night is a culmination of that. And, you know, they want to hear their peers give their talks. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's an important night at that age. You know, when we look back at it, when we get to our age, Joe, it was a big deal then. It's not as a big deal now, but we look back, I think, with fond memories, and that's what you want every kid to have, that opportunity.
Any decision yet about the summer recreational programs, Mayor?
No, we're still kicking that around,
okay.
And I know that Dave Murphy and his team are looking at the guidelines that have been out, and I don't know if they've been issued yet, but the state's been talking about issuing guidelines for camps and things,
mm-hmm.
which I don't know if they're physically out, but I think that's in the next phase, so... we're watching it closely.
Yeah.
Here's the reality, and Joe, the kids are hanging and playing with each other anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so why not do it a little bit more formally and let the kids have a good time?
Mm-hmm.
Especially with that age group has not been the one that's been hit by this, you know.
Right.
So it may be a good test for what happens for school in September, you know.
Right. That's a big question mark still. Sure. Yeah. Is the beach parking lot open yet, Mayor, at Wollaston?
Yes, it's been open for several days
now.
Oh,
okay. Yep. Has that eased up on the neighborhood problems?
It has eased up on the neighborhood problem, thankfully.
That's good.
Although I think there's some folks that may not live right around here that have found their way when they go to the Clam Box, the Tony's. They've found it easier perhaps on the side street. So that could become a little bit of an issue long term, but the vast majority of it has relocated over to the beach side.
Okay. Yeah, they're fortunate they have outdoor dining. I know that some outdoor dining discussions are happening in your world.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
I believe they'll be announcing and issuing the guidelines to all the restaurants. You know, the license board's done a great job on that. Two chiefs, a building inspector, a health inspector, a commissioner, and of course the city clerk, Nikki Crispo, along with our law department and my staff, interpreting everything and coming up with a plan. So, yes, you know, it's obviously, if you have the land around you, you've got the room around you,
mm-hmm.
in some cases it'll be public property, then it's a little easier. But I've also talked to some owners that they don't know that they want to be dragging furniture out in and out every day, and it adds a little bit to the burden of pulling these things off. So, you know, we're going to make it as easy as possible for these business owners to do it and help them in every way we can, like providing sidewalk space and perhaps even taking some parking lanes out in certain areas so that people can eat outside and walk through without being impeded by the tables and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we got to remember the ADA issues with people that are navigating down the roads as well, the sidewalks. So, yeah, it sounds simple, but there are some issues we have to deal with.
Right. Yeah, I know Boston's going through that as well. It seems like Marina Bay would be a perfect opportunity for that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And people like, you know, Jimmy Liang, who's already had outdoor seating set up for some time.
Right.
You get the Fours, who had their outdoor seating and were now outside in that beautiful plaza area. So there are some that naturally are okay. It's those other ones that don't have that that luxury, so to speak, you know.
Yeah. Mayor, can we talk about the big white elephant in the room, the planned protest in the square this evening?
Yes. We've spent some time on this the last couple of days as administration with my chiefs and a number of other department heads. Quincy is a great place, and we've always shown our class. And I think that we're going to be fine tonight. I really do. I plan on attending and join with, you know, the peace message here. But we also are prepared if we've got, you know, some out-of-towners, some of these organized groups that think they're going to come in and wreak some havoc. We will not stand for that. And we won't put up with that. And so we're prepared for the worst, but we're hoping for the best, and I think we're going to be fine.
I know some businesses have boarded up as a precaution. Ever think that you would see that in your lifetime here?
No, I didn't. And I spoke to a number of business owners directly, and you know, I was advising them against it. I said, we're going to have plenty of personnel around. I don't think that will happen here. Mm. However, you know, it's scary when people were watching the other night on the TV,
yep,
live while it was happening, that mob mentality, mm-hmm, and some of that criminal element. I can see why they have concern. So, you know, most of this has happened in the bigger cities. You know, we haven't witnessed this so much in the smaller towns and smaller communities. And so let's hope that stays.
Yeah. Talk to the police. They have their own plan in place as well to keep everybody safe. Yeah.
That's right.
Very good. Appreciate your time as always, Mayor.
Oh, my pleasure. Enjoy the beautiful day, Joseph.
Yes, thank you. You as well.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.